Today is Tuesday, November 22nd. What to know about what's now being investigated as a hate crime at a gay bar, including new details about the heroes who stopped anyone else from getting hurt. Also, another setback in the rail industry that could play havoc with the entire American economy. Plus, a historic accomplishment for NASA's new spaceship, the reality show stars who are headed to prison, and Snoop Dogg's new business venture that's pretty fitting considering his name. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We are starting to hear more stories from inside the LGBTQ nightclub where a gunman opened fire over the weekend. Five people died and several more were hurt. But authorities say the death toll would have been much worse if it weren't for a retired Army major and a drag performer who took the gunman down. When the shooting started, the veteran told the New York Times he went into combat mode, raced across the room, grabbed the shooter by the back of his body armor, and pulled him to the ground. He says he grabbed the gun out of the shooter's hand and started hitting him with it. Then a drag performer stomped on the gunman with high heels. They were able to keep him on the ground until police got there. Now the suspect is in the hospital, but being held on murder and hate crime charges. Some lawmakers are asking how he was able to have guns in the first place, since he was arrested for making violent threats just last year. They say the state's red flag law should have been used to confiscate his weapons. For now, police just say they're still working to find out when the suspect got the guns and whether he bought them legally. Plus, they're still investigating what else might have led him to the shooting. Meanwhile, the community is mourning those who died. They were bartenders, entertainers, friends, daughters, sons, and a mother. Hundreds of people showed up to a vigil last night to honor them all. And a memorial is growing near the site of the shooting, filled with flowers and messages in support of the LGBTQ community. American workers who are crucial to the supply chain are threatening, once again, to go on strike. Members of four freight rail unions voted down a contract agreement the Biden administration has been pushing. Eight other unions were on board with it, but the thing is, even if one union decides to strike, they say they'll all honor the picket lines. And together, they represent about 115,000 rail workers. So if they strike, it would bring freight trains to a halt, as well as some Amtrak and commuter rail systems. The Association of American Railroads estimates a shutdown like that would cost the country $2 billion a day in losses, since about 30% of freight moves by rail in the United States. Plus, we could see shortages of certain items, and it could make inflation worse, too. So what's the problem exactly? Well, it all goes back to the latest contract offering. You'll remember, the Biden administration got both the railroads and unions on board with a tentative deal. It included 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. But a lot of workers are still holding out for a better deal. They say it's not just about the money, it's about their demanding schedules, and they want more paid time off. Now it's back to the bargaining table with a new deadline just around the corner. If both sides can't reach an agreement workers like in 2 weeks, we'll either see a strike or Congress may have to intervene. To be continued. Unfortunately, we have to tell you about a tragedy out of Indonesia. A powerful earthquake killed at least 162 people, and the death toll could still rise. Rescuers are searching through rubble for survivors now. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Indonesia's main island of Java. Now, hospitals are overwhelmed, thousands of homes are severely damaged, and electricity is spotty, making communication difficult. Some help is coming, though. Government authorities are building tents and shelters for people who have nowhere to go, and equipment is arriving to help crews move all the heavy rubble. For the first time in 8 years, Team USA took the field at a World Cup tournament. But the focus was not just on the game. In a lot of ways, soccer took a backseat to controversies. First, you know how some European players plan to wear rainbow-colored armbands in support of the LGBTQ community? Well, soccer's governing body, FIFA, said if they did, they would get a yellow card, the same punishment they get for fouling another player. They can only get two of them before they're suspended for a match. So the players decided they were not going to risk it. Wearing the armbands would have been seen as an act of protest, since in the World Cup host country, Qatar, same-sex relationships are banned. Some protests did go on, though. Before Iran played England, the Iranian players stood silent during their national anthem in what's seen as a show of solidarity with protesters back home. Meanwhile, the English players took a knee as the game started. It's a protest that started in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, but is now a more general way of condemning all prejudice. Videos of these moments have been viewed millions of times online. Of course, some people are actually watching the soccer highlights as well. At the USA game, things were looking pretty good for the Americans when they got a first half goal, but Wales caught up in the second half when their star player scored a penalty kick. And with that, the game ended in a 1-1 tie. Next up, Team USA will face off against England this Friday. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. For some people, the upcoming new year will mean changes to your health insurance, and sometimes that can mean your go-to doctors are suddenly out of network. Whether that'll be your situation in a couple of months, or you just need to find a new specialist, for example, ZocDoc can help. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. It'll help you sort through doctors that are in-network and in your neighborhood. Plus, the mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant, allowing you to search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. You can choose to book an appointment in person or remotely. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I like it whenever I need to find a new doctor, too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. NASA just pulled off something that hasn't been done since 1972. Its Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft completed a powered flyby of the far dark side of the moon yesterday. The spacecraft came within just 81 miles of the lunar surface. The last time NASA did that was with the Apollo 17 missions half a century ago. Orion does not have any humans on board, but it's testing out a trip to the moon and back over 26 days. It's meant to clear a safe path for a fully manned crew of astronauts to eventually land on the moon and set up a state-of-the-art moon base. But this test mission is not over yet. In the coming days, NASA will try to break its distance record from Earth for an astronaut spacecraft. One of the world's leading fake meat companies is having some very real problems. Bloomberg News got a hold of internal documents and pictures showing food safety issues at a Pennsylvania factory for the plant-based food company Beyond Meat. Things like mold, listeria, and other serious health concerns were seen. One internal document showed the dangerous bacteria listeria was found in Beyond Meat products 11 times during the last year. Bloomberg News has been in touch with a few anonymous former employees of the company who say they're worried about the situation. They also leaked internal reports that showed small parts that have been getting into the plant-based meat that don't belong. Think wood, metal, plastic, and string. But a company spokesperson says inspections by the Pennsylvania Agriculture Department turned up nothing dirty, unsafe, or out of the ordinary, and even found their food safety protocols go above and beyond industry and regulatory standards. Though the State Department of Agriculture later clarified that it visited the plant late last year to collect an unpaid registration fee, not to do a full inspection. The FDA at this point has not said whether it'll look into these latest reports. It's off to prison for a pair of well-known reality stars. Todd and Julie Chrisley of Chrisley Knows Best were just sentenced for tax evasion and bank fraud. A judge handed down a 12-year prison sentence to famous father and husband Todd Chrisley. His wife Julie got 7 years. Both of them will also have to serve 16 months of probation after they get out. Their fans have been following the legal drama since Chrisley Knows Best is one of the top-rated original series on the USA Network. If you're not familiar, the show centers around multimillionaire real estate developer Todd and his unique parenting style with his family. But prosecutors say Todd and Julie used falsified documents to get $30 million in bank loans, then declared bankruptcy back in 2012. That erased more than $20 million in debt the couple had. On top of that, the married couple also hid millions of dollars they earned from the show from the IRS. The Chrisleys are now out on bond, but come January, they'll have to turn themselves in to begin their sentences. Rapper Snoop Dogg just launched a brand of special clothing for real dogs. Yes, the music superstar is expanding into pet fashion with his new brand of pet accessories called Snoop Doggy Dogs. Snoop's pet fashion line includes clothes and accessories that resemble some of his most iconic looks. There are the standard canine t-shirts and jerseys covered with Snoop's logo, plus some more unique items like shining gold dog bowls decorated with metal chains. There's even a stuffed dog toy in the shape of a marijuana joint with Snoop's face on it. Of course, this is not Snoop's first business deal outside the music industry. He's collaborated with Martha Stewart, had his own animated kid series, released a gluten-free cereal called Snoop Loops, and more. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by CanvasPrints.com. If you are not sure what to get someone on your list this holiday season, canvasprints.com is such a great option to give something personal and meaningful, but also not too crazy expensive or time-consuming. Canvas prints start at less than $11 for an 8x8 print, and then canvas sizes can go up to 60x60. Or put a photo memory on a mug, starting at just $11.99. There are so many options that will feel personal and unique. And get something for yourself like I did. I'm so impressed by the big, beautiful wall display that I ordered showing off our family, and I can't believe how easy and quick it was to put in the order and receive it. Plus, right now, canvasprints.com has a special offer just for our listeners. Go to canvasprints.com and use the code newsworthy25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, canvas wall displays, metal prints, photo tiles, photo blankets and pillows, and much more. Find the perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list and save with this amazing offer. That's canvasprints.com and use the code newsworthy25 for 25% off your entire order. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is in honor of the World Cup now underway. It is, which country won the first ever soccer World Cup in 1930? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram, find and follow us at NewsworthyPod, and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what kind of flower was once used as money? The answer is tulips. Back in the 1600s, tulips were in high demand. So high, in fact, that the price of tulip bulbs in Holland soared to crazy levels. Some bulbs were worth more than the cost of a house. With demand like that, tulip bulbs were used as a form of currency in some cases. Bulbs would be sold back and forth multiple times between traders. People at the time in the 1630s called it tulip mania. But like most things, it eventually died down, and it's often used as the first example of an economic bubble that burst. All the details, though, like the extent of this trend and the cause of the collapse, are still disputed. All right, thank you so much for joining us and listening today. We will be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.